More than 200 people have reportedly been killed in Ethiopia in an attack in the Oromia region. Witnesses say the victims belong to the Amhara ethnic group. The Oromo Liberation Army has been blamed for the attack, but it says it is not involved. Well, Ethiopia is an ethnically diverse nation, but it's experiencing widespread tensions with hundreds of people killed in recent years. Much of the south and west is inhabited by the Oromo people, who make up the largest population group. To the north is the Amhara region. Amhara communities are Ethiopia's second largest group. Conflicts have largely been fueled by groups demanding more land and power, with attempts to drive out those they regard as outsiders. OK, let's get more from the independent journalist Samuel Gidachu, who joins us from Addis Ababa. And Sam, tell us more about this attack. 200 people have been killed so far.
Well, what we know so far is more than 230 people have died. That number is expected to go much, much higher. This morning, the Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed tweeted saying his priority, our priority, he said, referring to his government, is to bring peace and security. But it's been a challenging few years to Ethiopia and Ethiopians. There was an attack last week in Gambela, where a majority of the city was overpowered by Oromo Liberation Front, which the government has accused of being a terrorist organization. And these organizations, when they're defeated somewhere else, they tend to react in other parts of Ethiopia, as we've seen yesterday, this last weekend, which, again, at least 230 Amhara people of Ethiopia were killed. But once again, that number is expected to go much higher, and the government is expected to react as pressure to act is mounting.
Right. And Sam, tell us more about the context of this in a country experiencing, you know, widespread ethnic tensions.
Yes, Nick, as you mentioned, Ethiopia is a diverse nation. It has more than 90 different ethnic groups in this country of 120 million people. Some blame the previous government, which had ethnic federalism that was implemented to empower minorities. But instead, what it has really done to Ethiopians is break the idea of citizenship. All of a sudden, Ethiopians have embraced their ethnic background instead of their citizenship. Everyone feels they're either an Amhara or Oromo or Gurage or Tigray and so on. And again, showing that it hasn't really reached how it was intended, and it has really broken the system of citizenship. And we see it in many, many parts of the nation. There was, during the previous government, Ethiopians used to carry an ID that identified themselves not as an Ethiopian, but based on their ethnic backgrounds. And that really pushed many Ethiopians from really going outside of their ethnic based society. And that has really touched the core of what it means to be an Ethiopian in this country.
Sam, we'll get at you on the context of that attack in the Oromia region. Sam, thanks a lot.